Welcome and Sabbath blessing to all the precious family that are joining us in the room. For those that will be listening on the phone, on the radio, and later on the recording, Sabbath blessing everyone on this November 26, 2016. This is lesson 206, chapter 44, The True Sign, part 2. Can everyone see the presentation in the room, dear ones? Our opening hymn for our study today is entitled More About Jesus. You can also find it in the hymn book number 245. More about Jesus would I know, more of his grace to others show, more of his saving fullness see, more of his love who died for me. More about Jesus. More about Jesus. More of his saving fullness see. More of his love who died for me. More about Jesus, let me learn. More of his holy will discern. Spirit of God, my teacher be, showing the things of Christ to me. More about Jesus. More about Jesus. More of his saving fullness see. More of his love who died for me. More about Jesus in his word, holding communion with my Lord, hearing his voice in every line, making his faithful saying mine. More about Jesus. More about Jesus. More of his saving fullness see. More of his love who died for me. More about Jesus on his throne, riches in glory all his own. More of his kingdom shall increase, more of his coming Prince of Peace. More about Jesus. More about Jesus. More of his saving fullness see. More of his love who died for me. If any one of the little ones, mummies and daddies, would like to have open in prayer, Babala.
If we call on you and bow our heads and our hearts, our Father, you think of joining us here and have us physically. We thank you for your spirit to wake us up this morning. We thank you for your spirit of having and all of us appear. Forgive us all for our sins and iniquities and our Christ's spirits. Forgive us if we've done anything wrong, your sacrifice and all. Let us be grateful for the things you've given us. Let us be showing mercy and compassion one to another. Let us be really careful what we see, what we do, or what we say, or where we go. I pray that you may be able to, that we may be able to hear our thanks as we do. We thank you for helping us be able to, keep on showing mercy and compassion. Let's be diligent to see it's a miracle and all that functions. Let's keep on blessing Sabbath and keep sharing the gospel and any person who needs it. Let us always have our eyes open that we may see the wondrous things out there. This is my prayer and this precious holy.
Amen. Welcome to all of the dear family that are joining us at this very moment. The scripture to our study today is taken from the book of Matthew, chapter 12, verse 40, from the King James Version, and it reads, "For as Jonas was 3 days and 3 nights in the whale's belly, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and 3 nights in the earth, in the heart of the earth." This Sabbath, boys and girls, we will continue with part 2 of our lesson entitled The True Sign in our storybook, The Sign of Ages. If any one of the dear family would like to take the following verses, bubble up.
Matthew chapter 12, verse 41. "The men of Nineveh shall rise in judgment with this generation and shall condemn it, because they repented at the preaching of Jonas. And behold, a greater than Jonas is here." Joshua chapter 10, verse 12. "Then spake Joshua to the Lord in the day when the Lord delivered up the Amorites before the children of Israel. And he said in the sight of Israel, Sun, stand, thou still upon Gibeon, and thou moon in the valley of Adullam."
And the sun, Joshua 10:13, "And the sun stood still, and the moon stayed unto the people had avenged themselves upon their enemies. Is not this written in the book of Jashar? So the sun stood still in the midst of heaven and his not to go down up of the whole, a whole day, about the a whole day."
Matthew 16:1. "The Pharisees also with the Sadducees came and tempting desired him that he would show them a sign from heaven."
Matthew 16:2. "He answered and said to them, When it is evening, ye say, it will be fair weather, for the sky is red." Matthew 16:3. "And in the morning it will be foul weather today, for the sky is red and rolling. O ye hypocrites, ye can discern the face of the sky, but can ye discern the signs of the time?"
Matthew chapter 16 verses.
Matthew 16:4. "A wicked and adulterous generation seeketh after a sign, and there shall no sign be given unto it, but the sign of the prophet Jonas. And he left them and departed."
Amen. Praise the Lord. Good job, everyone. Today we will cover pages 405 through 406. We are in Desire of Ages, pages 405, bubble up.
"And deputation of Pharisees had been joined by a representative from the rich and lordly
Sadducees,
the party of the priest in Scythians and Pharisees. Aristocracy of the nation, the two sects have been at bitter enmity. The Sadducees courted the favor of the ruling power in order to maintain their own position and authority. The Pharisees, on the other hand, fostered the popular haters against the Romans, longing for the time when they could throw off the yoke of the
Conqueror.
And the Pharisees and Sadducees now united against Christ, like seed like and evil wherever it exists, pledging legions with evil for the
leagues
with evil for the destruction of the good."
Amen. question, boys and girls, mommies and daddies. Which two sets had been at bitter enmity, and what brought the two bitter enemies on common ground to do what, dear ones? If you know the answer to the question, bubble up.
The answer is the Sadducees courted the favor of the ruling power in order to maintain their own position and authority. The Pharisees, on the other hand, fostered a popular hatred against the Romans, and they now united against Christ. Like seeks like, and evil, wherever it exists, leads with evil for the destruction of the good. Desire of Ages, page 405. Now the Pharisees and Sadducees came to Christ asking for a sign from heaven. When in the days of Joshua, Israel went out to battle with the Canaanites at Bethhoron, the sun had stood still at the leader's command until victory gained, and many similar wonders had been manifest in their history. Some such sign was demanded Jesus, but these signs were not what the Jews needed. No mere external evidence could benefit them. What they needed was not intellectual enlightenment, but spiritual renovation. Desire of Ages, page 406, paragraph 1.
Amen. Good job, everyone. Question, boys and girls. Who came asking Christ for a sign from heaven? And did the Jews need more of these signs of mere external evidence? And what were they in need of? If you know the answer to the question, you want, bubble up.
The Pharisees and Sadducees became many smaller wonders had been manifest in their histories. Like the days of Joshua, the sun had stood still at the leader's command, and no, it was not intellectual enlightenment, but spiritual renovation.
Amen. Good job. Let's learn our first scripture song together, dear ones. And this one is taken in the book of John, chapter 6, verse 63.
Words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. It is the spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profiteth nothing. Words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. John 6:63, the words I speak, they are spirit and they are life.
Amen. Let us continue in our study.
Desire of Ages, page 405. O ye hypocrites, said Jesus, ye can discern the face of the sky, but studying the sky they could foretell the weather. But can ye not discern the signs of the times? Christ's own words, spoken with the power of the Holy Spirit, that convicted them of sin, were the signs that God had given for their salvation. And signs direct from heaven had been given to attest the mission of Christ. The song of the angels to the shepherds, the star that guided the wise men, the dove and the voice from heaven at his baptism were witnesses for him. Desire of Ages, 406, paragraph 2.
Amen. Question, boys and girls. What strong statement did Jesus speak that convicted them of sin, which were the sign that God had given for their salvation? And what were the signs directed from heaven that had been given to attest to the mission of Christ? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, bubble up.
Oh, ye hypocrites, ye can discern the face of the sky, but can ye not discern the signs of the times? And the star that guided the wise men, the dove and the voice from heaven at his baptism were his witnesses for him.
Amen. So let's learn another beautiful scripture song together, dear ones. And this one is taken from the book of Romans, chapter 15, verse 13.
Now a God of hope before you with all joy and peace, and believing that ye may abound in hope, that ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost, that ye may abound in hope. Romans 15:13, by the power of the Holy Ghost.
Amen. Let us continue in our study. If anyone of the dear family would like to take a paragraph, Popola.
And he sighed deeply in his spirit and said, why do with this generation seek ye a sign? There shall no sign be given unto it, be the sign of the prophet Jonas. As Jonah was 3 days and three nights in the belly of the whale, Christ was to be the same time in the heart of the earth. And as the preaching of Jonah was signed to the so Christ's preaching was a sign of his
generation. Was a sign to the
nine.
Nine to his generation, but it was, but what a contrast to the
in the
reception of the word. It's not.
God blessing everyone. Continuing the reading, Desirages 4:5. The people of the great heathen city tremble as they heard the warning from God. Kings and nobles humble themselves. The high and the low together cried to God of heaven, and his mercy was granted unto them. Amen. The men of Nineveh shall rise in judgment with his generation. Christ has said, and he shall condemn it, because they repent at the preaching of Jonah. And behold, a greater than Jonah is here. Matthew chapter 12, verse 40 and 41, Desirages 4:6, paragraph 3. And then the next to it is said, for as Jonah were 3 days and three nights in the whale's belly, Matthew 12:40. And the men of Nineveh shall rise in judgment with his generation, and shall condemn it, because they repent at the preaching of Jonah. Matthew 12:41. Amen. Amen. And welcome to all the precious family that are joining us in the room. Question, boys and girls, mommies and daddies. What was to be the sign of Christ gave of himself as Jonah preaching his 3 days and three nights in the belly of the whale? And why did Christ say the man of Nineveh shall rise in judgment with the generation and shall condemn it? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, blah, blah.
Christ was to be the same time in the heart of the earth, and was preaching for Jonah was a sign to the Ninevites. So Christ's preaching was a sign to his generation, and because he represented to at the preaching for Jonah's, and behold, a greater than Jonah is here.
Every miracle that Christ performed was a sign of his divinity. He was going the very work that had been foretold of Messiah.
And the Messiah. But to the Pharisees, these works of mercies were a positive offense. The Jewish leaders looked with heartless indifferences on human suffering. In many cases, their selflessness and oppression had caused the affliction that Christ relieved. Thus, his miracles were...
Amen. Good job, everyone. Question, boys and girls. What was a sign of Christ's divinity But to the Pharisees, these works of mercy were a positive offense. And why were the miracles of our Savior a reproach to them? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, blah, blah.
The answer is every miracle that Christ performed, he was doing the very work that had been foretold of the Messiah. And the Jewish leaders looked with heartless indifference on human suffering. In many cases, their selfishness and oppression had caused the affliction that Christ believed.
Good job, everyone. So let's learn another beautiful scripture song together, dear ones. And this one is taken from the book of Matthew, chapter 23, verse 23.
Desire of Ages, page 405. That which led the Jews to reject the Savior's work was the highest evidence of his divine character. The greatest significance of his miracles is seen in the fact that they were for the blessing of humanity. The highest evidence that he came from God is that his life revealed the character of God. He did the works and spoke the words of God. Such a life is the greatest of all miracles. Desire of Ages, 406, paragraph 5.
Amen. Question, boys and girls. What were the highest evidence of his divine character and the greatest significance of his miracles? And what was the highest evidence that he came from God? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, bubble up.
That which led the Jews to reject the Savior's work, and I seen in the fact that they were for the blessing of humanity, and is that his life revealed the character of God. He did the works, they spoke the words of God. Such a life is the greatest of all miracles.
Amen. So let's learn our last scripture song together, dear ones. And this one is taken from the book of John. Just give me a few seconds. John chapter 1, verse 1, and also through 5 in verses 9 to 11.
Darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. fresh waters with every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. John chapter 1, verses 1 through 5 and 9 through.
Yeah, good morning, boys and girls. It's November 26, 2016, and it's story time. The title is Rejoice in the Rich Treasures of Grace. And we found out once before what grace was, and he has rich treasures of them. And thou shalt rejoice in every good thing which the Lord thy God hath given thee, or given unto thee, and unto thine house, thou and the Levites, and the stranger that is among you. We are to rejoice and be thankful. Deuteronomy 26:11. Thanksgiving and praise should be expressed to God for temporal blessings and for whatever comforts He bestows upon us. Temporal blessings are things like food and clothing, a house to stay warm in, maybe a car to get around in, and fresh air to breathe. God would have every family that He is preparing to inhabit the eternal mansions above, or live in heaven, to give glory to Him for the rich treasures of His grace. Were children in the home today educated and trained to be grateful or thankful to the giver of all good things, that is Jesus, we would see an element of heavenly grace manifested in our families. What's an element? Well, it's a very small thing. And if we had a very small amount of heavenly grace in our lives, it would make Jesus very happy. He'd like a lot, but He needs a little at least. Cheerfulness would be seen in the home life. And coming from such homes, the youth, the children, would bring a spirit of respect and reverence to them, with them into the schoolroom and into the church. You are going to act in school and in church like you act at home, so practice well at home. There would be an attendance in the sanctuary where God meets with His people. People should go to church, meet together. A reverence for all the ordinances of His worship. We will be quiet and listen as the scriptures are read and while praying. And grateful praise and thanksgiving should be offered for all the gifts of providence. We sing and say, "Thank you, Lord, for your blessings." And yes, I was just told that for the word church, we should say in this gathering. Yeah, even in the internet church room here, where we are today. Every temporal blessing would be received with gratitude. Thank you, Lord, for the food, the clothing, and the house we live in. And every spiritual blessing become doubly precious because the perception or the understanding of each member of the household had become sanctified by the word of truth, everybody would practice the golden rule. Do unto others as you want them to do to you. The Lord Jesus is very near to those who thus appreciate his gracious gifts. It makes Jesus very happy when we say thank you to him. Tracing all their good things back to the benevolent, loving, caretaking God and recognizing him as the great fountain of all comfort and consolation, the inexhaustible source of grace. This means we know where all our blessings come from, and that is Jesus. If we would give more expression to our faith, rejoice more in the blessings that we know we have. Have you had a blessing? Any blessings? Have any good things happened to you lately? God made that possible. And the great mercy and love of God, that is the greatest blessing. Remember, we are sinners and don't deserve anything, but God gives us his blessings anyway. We should have more faith and great joy. No tongue can express, no finite mind can receive. We can't even name all the blessings that come from God. The blessings that result from participating, no, that's appreciating the goodness of and love of God. Boys and girls, did you know we are blessed just because we're thankful? Even on earth, we may have joy as a wellspring, never failing, because fed by the streams that flow from the throne of God, period. A good spring never runs dry, and God's blessings never go away until we forget him. Let's not forget him. Sons and Daughters of God, page 122. And our verse again, and thou shalt rejoice in every good thing which the Lord thy God giveth unto thee and unto thine house. Thou and the Levite, that is your pastor, and the stranger that is among you, we are to rejoice and be thankful. Deuteronomy 26:11. Thank you for listening.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And thank you so much, dear brethren. And there is another beautiful miracle that Jesus is doing with us every day. And that is for many souls that are coming to him and they are being converted in him. That is truly a miracle indeed. Next week, we will continue with part 3 in our study entitled The True Sign of a Lesson Book, Desire of Ages. If any one of the little ones and mommies and daddies would like to have closing prayer, bubble up.
What is that thing for the Jesus who hopes that anyone will help and I hope that people will stop more hurry than I hope that anyone will hurry because they hate
him. Amen. So next Sabbath, by his loving grace, we will continue with part 3 of our chapter 44 entitled The True Sign, and that will be December 3rd, 2016. We hope and pray that the whole family was blessed and they may continue enjoying all the activities that have been presented for the whole family to enjoy. And may the Lord bless each and every one of you. May you have a blessed rest of the Sabbath. God bless everyone.